Hey, welcome to Navigating Career Change with Zaki Ahmed. Today's episode is related to my new COO business as a small biz COO. I launched the business in January of 2021, and this episode is just basically the background of why I dove in head first the way I did, how and why it checks all the boxes of something that I've been looking for in a business opportunity. Why I truly believe it's successful, why I'm so excited about it, and why I think it can help a lot of small business owners out there. Thanks for listening. Turn my music high. So if you follow me on Instagram or I guess that's my main social outlet right now, but you know that I just started a new business as a small business COO or a small biz COO. Basically, it's kind of the thing that I'm really investing as much of my energy as I can into right now. This is the story of why and how and what am I thinking as I continue to navigate career change. Really, the idea came about pretty organically, because if you don't already know, my wife and I, Shaista, we have a small business together. It's a chai business called Allegory Chai, and it's really it came about because she started making different chais after she got diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and she kind of recruited me. And to be honest, I said no to her the first couple times, like 4 or 5 years ago, that she asked me to join her. But she kind of saw like the skill set that I had. At the time, I was still working full time as an engineer in oil and gas, and I would run a lot of economics as part of that job. I wasn't a very technical engineer. I was more of like a project management, team management type of engineer. And that company really prided itself on developing business people, as they said, and just specifically in the role that I was in. So I would manage budgets, develop the budgets. I would analyze, wells and life cycles, run. And as much as there was like technical analysis, at the end of the day, the technical analysis was developed so that engineers like me could translate it into what is the economic impact on, the business, the company, the area, the project. So we did all kinds of things, including like acquisition and divestitures. I always get confused. I'm pretty sure it's divestitures, but A&D. Anyways, so we evaluated entire areas and entire companies to present to the executives of the company to say, here's what the economics look like. Should we? And then it would kind of be up to them to say, okay, thank you for the information. We're going to decide if we are going to move forward with, making an offer on that asset or company or whatever. So it was very involved, like very detailed economics. So I was hardwired doing that for like 5 years before I left that job. And what I found was when I was doing what I was doing in Allegory was just running economics. And it just seemed natural to me. It was easy and it was actually fun. Like I really enjoy spreadsheets and I enjoy, figuring things out and how to, it's, there's a lot of creativity. It's not like accounting where, you have to account for everything and every dollar and cent is accounted for somehow. Engineering, there's much more fluff. And if you're an engineer, you know what the word safety factor means. It's a fluff factor, really, at the end of the day. It can render all your calculations, somewhat. I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to shit talk the profession at all. It's just that there's a lot more gray area in engineering than in something like accounting. So I think it's a lot more fun. So anyways, how that relates to Allegory was I was calculating profit margins. I was, trying to understand what does it actually cost us every time we sell a bottle of chai. And then it got into, okay, what will it cost us if we try to offer a new product and not only calculate the things that we were already doing, but calculate the things that we could be doing or that we were considering doing in the future, not only what it would cost us, but how much money could it potentially make us? So between like tracking what we were already doing and then figuring out what the impact of something in the future might be, I was starting to run a lot of like really interesting scenarios. And Chaisa, she would often look at me and say, like, oh, like I didn't even know you could do that, or I never thought of this. And I said, yeah, because it just seemed natural to me, and it seemed, like I said, effortless, kind of fun. So that's kind of how the idea started snowballing. And she kind of said, like, you know what, this is really good. Like, you could do this for other people. And I started looking around a little bit, and I really didn't see a lot of offerings for things like this. Sure, there's the odd website, and it's often a throw-in for small businesses for like larger packages. But there's a lot of focus on like marketing and Instagram growth and things like that. There really isn't a lot of attention given to what is your profit margin? How do you evaluate your business opportunities, such as collaborating with an influencer, or what it might cost you and what the upside is to have your product on the shelf of a grocery store or in a subscription box? And those are very relevant questions for small businesses. As I started looking into it, I knew that there was an opportunity here. And I shared this on my Instagram, and I'll share it with you here. It's the first time that it has checked off all of these boxes as well. So for me personally, as I, navigate career change and try to figure out like what I want to really like dive into, I've tried it so many different ways. None of those opportunities that I've pursued, being drop shipping, this out even Allegory as a business, PFF, Pro Football Focus, marketing, social media, agency. Gosh, there's like so many. Like, and then all not only that, but all the business ideas that I've even considered, like like the video messaging service, like a athlete recruitment website, the fantasy football live, the various fantasy football ideas that I've had. Okay, I talked a lot, but here's the checklist. Okay, so here is all the boxes that this small biz COO business checks off for me. It is something that, number one, I love. Number two, helps people. Number three, helps grow small businesses. Number four, utilizes my existing skills. Huge, by the way, because I don't have to go like get a degree. I don't have to like spend a lot of time like working for somebody for free, stuff like that. Where are we at? Number four. Number five, contributes to my local community. That's big. I was losing faith that I would actually be able to do that. Number six, leverages social media. Number seven is scalable, and that relates to number seven. I don't have numbers, I just have bullet points, so I apologize. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 has digital product upside, meaning not only is it scalable, but I can make a digital product, and it has that type of upside to it, where I can sell 100,000 products and it makes no difference if it's that or 10,000. It can, number nine, feed my family and then some, which means I really think it has an upside of like a lot of money. And finally, number 10 is a creative outlet. Like I was talking about before with the creativity and the problem solving, I really feel that in, designing spreadsheets and things like that. There's a lot of room for me to play and, improve, not only have fun with it, but improve my skills as I go. So, I do want to go back to point number, what was that? 987. It's scalable, even six. So leverage a social media to scale and have digital products like with huge upside, like really where I see this thing going and the possibility of it and how I dove in or why I dove in is because if I can find out what the problem, like hone in on what the problem is that I'm solving for people and find the right people who are looking for that solution, then you're not coaching people one-on-one at a certain point. You're not looking for people. They're actually looking for you, and you can create a course and something that can be shared easily, and you sell it, and people eat it up because it solves their problem. It offers a solution that they don't have that is very valuable to them, and really, like it's going to help their business. It's going to solve their business. And to be honest, I so there's a little story that I want to tell before I finish up this episode. And it's basically that Shiesta quit her job at the beginning of January, and or no, sorry, she took a vacation at the beginning of January. And I told her, like, let me just like see what I can do with this. Let me see if I can get a client in 2 weeks. I believe I can, and I believed it, and it was true. I did it. I actually did it within 3 days. And I don't want to get into that too much, but the client that I was talking to, he was like gushing over this. He was like, wow, like, you could really save businesses. Like, do not sell the tool because it's worth so much money. Do not shortchange yourself. And it was kind of eye-opening for me that, like, wow, like, okay, I'm really onto something here. Somebody really values this. And it was because I found the right client. It was because I found my target, my ideal client, the target audience. I don't use those terms well right now, but you know what I mean. So that's really why I'm really like diving into this thing. I'm all in, and I truly believe that it will be successful. So if you're following me on Instagram at zakiamad.co, thank you very much. Thank you for your time and listening to this, and for following along with me. I look forward to solving problems for small businesses. I'm actually really excited to like share the skill. I think it's something that like all small business owners should have access to, because just because you don't know how to run your own numbers, hell, you run a business because you love something. There's someone out there that can help you with this skill and really help you target, or sorry, not target, like focus your energy on things that will help you make the most money and to actually have a successful business. So you don't have to just sell the thing that you love and make the thing and that you love. You can actually be informed about, how to focus your energy and grow your business. So yeah, I'm really excited, and it's been fun. This is mid-February that I'm recording this episode, so it's already been 5, 6 weeks. I've learned a ton. I'm still sitting at one client, but I know that it's coming. And based on everything I've learned in the last month plus, I'm in a far better position, I think, to make this thing successful. I won't talk too much about the Instagram. I will mention that I tried it out on my personal account. Like, I posted like 5, 6 panels or something like that, and I just wasn't really feeling the vibe. I was getting really distracted. So just as a sidebar, kind of, that's why I pivoted over to a new Instagram account and feeling really good about that change as well. So that, yeah, that's the story. That's the story of the new COO business. Yeah. Hope you, well, I don't have anything to say. That's the story of the COO business. We'll see how it goes.